What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And once again, the toll-free number is not working. I've been promised it will be working very, very, very soon. I even took hostages to try and expedite the process on a little bit. But if you want to call into the show, the numbers are, once again, 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897. If you get a recording, it means the line is busy. Try a different number or wait a few minutes and try and call back in again. All right, so we're talking about the economic news. We're talking about bad day in the stock market. We're talking about how all these iconic banks seem to be just surviving on fraud, whether it's Wells Fargo, HSBC, Deutsche Bank. They've turned into criminal operations with the complicity of the U.S. government, because after all, things that make money are good and things that don't make money are bad. Now, there's a very alarming story that came out of Russia today, and they're talking about a study that was published yesterday showing that hunger in the United States is driving teenagers to swap sex for food, commit crimes, various other things. When you have an economy that is driving young people as young as 13 to start bartering their bodies for food, you know that's an economy that's not really working. It's great for the money junkies. It's set up to serve the money junkies. It's not serving ordinary people. Great Britain has one of the greatest degrees of wealth inequality in the entire world right now. The richest 1% of the British population owns more than 20 times the total wealth of the poorest fifth. Now, it's one thing to make money the good old-fashioned way, the way Steve Jobs did, or George Lucas, or James Cameron. I idolize these people because they make things we want to buy. The Apple II, Star Wars, Avatar, still my all-time favorite film. That's how you're supposed to get rich. But when the system itself is set up to just suck money out of the general population and pour it into the pockets of those who are already wealthy, that is an unstable system. Over at Deutsche Bank, they're warning that there may be an 8 to 10% sell-off in the near future, especially as volatility returns to the U.S. stocks, as it seems to have done today. Now, over at yet another bank, HBOS, the bankers there who were linked to a 35 million pound fraud are finally going to trial. Eight people in the dock at Southwark Crown Court in London, including former HBOS bank managers Lyndon Scorfield and Mark Dobson, who are accused of engaging in fraudulent behavior at the expense of the company's small business customers. Banks go to a great length to create an image of strength, solidarity, good business practice, honesty. It's not a coincidence that a lot of bank buildings are as garish as churches. I had a real wake-up call back when I was working on Lost, because we were using one of the biggest banks in Honolulu as a location. And when you're standing out where the customers are, it's just beautiful and shiny, and it just it gives you that message. It's solid, it's dependable, it's safe. Because we were working on the film crew, we got to go around behind where the tellers all get to sit, and it was all rotted wood and things were delaminating. That bank lobby was a phonier set than the ones we were building for the TV show. It's all an illusion here. Now, Samsung is having some major problems. Their corporate worth has slumped by $22 billion as the Note 7 problems continue to pile up, exploding batteries, and it's reached the point where Samsung has issued a recall. And just to be on the safe side, if you don't take advantage of the recall and send your phone in, it will be remotely disabled. So go on in and get the hopefully updated phone. They're making a big deal over the fact that the iPhone 7 is going to be released on Friday. Product placement masquerading as news. So let's talk about immigration, the refugee crisis over in Europe. Apparently, as they get closer and closer, they hope, to the Brexit, half of the migrants currently in Calais have decided they're going to stay in France and claim asylum there rather than go over to Great Britain. So if France thinks they're going to get rid of them all, they're running into some problems there. The negotiations for Brexit are now so secret, even Parliament is not going to be told, and yet Parliament is now insisting that Brexit will not happen without their vote. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. We're talking about Europe, we're talking about immigration, we're talking about the Brexit, and how Parliament may have put the scotch onto the whole idea, saying that unless Parliament votes it through, the vote doesn't count. And unfortunately, that was a reality going in. The Brexit referendum is considered advisory only and not binding on the government. So all Brussels has to do is bribe enough members of the Parliament, and they will keep their British slaves under their control. All right, let's take a phone call. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I got a bunch of things as usual, so I'll just be really fast with each one. Hillary wobbling and collapsing on that date is emblematic of the New World Order wobbling and collapsing. It seems very...
A lot of people have made that association. I even did a graphic of World Trade Center 7 collapsing down in smoke, paired with Hillary collapsing down in smoke.
Yeah, exactly.
Into her own footprint. And yeah. She was not on fire.
Yes. Okay, I'm not as witty as you. I couldn't think of something funny to come back. Next time I call in, I'll have a hilarious response
okay,
to that.
Okay, you have to save the witticisms up. write them on a little piece of paper by the phone.
Hey, there seems to be a self-correcting mechanism in the universe, both physically and spiritually. For the people that are into spirituality, it's easy to understand, right and wrong. But for people that are not into spirituality, it's witnessed in things like if you flip a coin a whole bunch of times and you get on some crazy streak of a whole bunch of heads, you will have balance. It will flip. There will be a bunch of tails coming. So we've got this out-of-control, tyrannical takeover of our world governments, and they've gotten away with it a long time. There is some sort of self-correcting mechanism that's just causing them to fail, it seems.
Well, unfortunately, you're dealing with a statistical fallacy, the idea that if you flip a coin five times and it comes up heads every time, that there's some greater probability of a tail on the next flip. No, it doesn't. It's a common fallacy, but it actually doesn't work. And more than a few gamblers' ruin have resulted from that.
Okay, how about this one? Imagine a little top. You spin a top, and it's wobbling.
Now, yes.
As soon as it starts to wobble, it doesn't actually hit the floor because there's a counterbalance. The other side stops it from wobbling. So it can go back and forth, wobble, 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 wobble for a long time.
So
that's
recession.
What I'm saying. Okay, so somehow that's being applied to like corruption, the good people versus the bad people. Otherwise, the bad people would have won 10,000 years ago completely.
It's very reckless to equate the dynamics of populations with their varying factions with a physics principle. The two are really not at all alike, but I think what we're seeing here is inevitably when there is a political force moving in a certain direction that is contrary to the common good, sooner or later the common people will push back. Whether it's against Louis XVI, Charles I, Mussolini, Ceausescu, and we're starting to see it here in the United States of America. But it's not something that can be described or simulated with any kind of a physical process. It's just mass psychology at work.
Okay, you're a tough nut to crack here. But that
yes,
actually, you led me on to my final point, actually. Different topic. I don't think that we've been forgiven for the French Revolution, for forcing the signing of the Magna Carta, for winning the War of Independence. anytime that the people have had some sort of a victory against tyranny, we think that it's like it's done with in the past, and we're all moving on. But it's I don't think we're being forgiven. I think that they're not over the fact that you successfully had independence. I think that's why the governments are all infiltrated with those same enemies. That they still have their family crests that are being passed on. They still have their ideology. Like Germany was defeated, but the concept of Nazism wasn't. But
well, you know, you're correct up to a point here in that people think when there's a war that the ending of it is an absolute. The reality is that as you go through history, there are people who want to just live their lives and be left alone and get along with their friends and neighbors. And there's always going to be that population of sociopaths who's convinced that they should own the world or they should control a big chunk of it. And they may be driven into the darkness from time to time. But you're right. They're not going to go away. They pass on this ideology to their descendants, and they say, one day you will come on back and you will regain the family lands and honor. Just having a family crest doesn't mean that they're of that mindset. I mean, I've got a family crest too, but I'm really not intent on trying to conquer the world, especially at my advanced age. But it is that idea that there is a segment of the population that has convinced themselves that they are elite, that they are superior, and therefore they have a right to just mess around with the rest of the world. George Soros is a good example. His entire rationale for thinking that he has a right to play God with the rest of us is he's got a lot of money. And in the process, he's actually become the poster child for socialism.
Well, don't you think that there's some family lines that were around during these significant events in history that their predecessor ancestors are still around today? I'm pissed off that their forefathers lost the battle against the people and are like
there are some. I mean, throughout history, families rise and fall. I mean, if you look especially at the history of Renaissance Italy and the rise of the Borgias, who produced, you know, a lot of wild parties and several popes. But some families will perpetuate. The Rothschilds are a good example. Some families will come to power, and then because their heirs are really not up to it, they will fade away. I saw a wonderful episode, I think it was of History's Mysteries, about this person who just spent their entire life accumulating this massive fortune, and when they died, they left it to their son, and the son just spent it all in the space of like 2 years.
Yeah. Can I make another comment before I go?
One more comment, and then I got to move on.
Okay. So I personally, my intuition is that Hillary is either passed on or else is disabled to some degree, and they're trying to decide right now if they're going to be able to have a body double somehow get sworn into office, which is not likely, or the alternative. I've been looking into this body double thing, and I'm leaning towards believing that that actually wasn't the real Hillary that came out. And so I think she's either... That's just my two bits, and thanks for...
Well, you're welcome. I mean, the lady, Teresa Barnwell, came on out and said that no, she wasn't anywhere near when this was all going down, except that Sunday morning, she tweeted a picture of Chelsea's place through her own Twitter account. So that's already been destroyed. No, this idea that a body double could replace the president, that was a wonderful storyline in the film Dave. But it isn't real. And I don't think they're seriously considering that. At this point, Hillary is alive. The reports of her demise were premature. WABC 7 in New York is saying the guy misread the teleprompter, but I think she may have suffered a stroke. In some cases, stroke victims can recover if they reach medical attention quickly enough, and they may be just waiting to see how much of Hillary's abilities are going to come back. So it's going to be a few days before they know for sure whether she can go on at least campaigning. Certainly she's never going to make it through the 4 years of her first term. But at this point, I think Hillary's just thinking about being the first president in U.S. history, and then she'll retire for medical reasons and let Tim Kaine actually do the job. She's just after the historical record. If Hillary is not able to make it, what I think is going to happen is the DNC is going to try and put Joe Biden in there because he's a great debater, and those debates are something that they have been very much afraid of all along.
Yeah, I've already discounted that false report. My intuition is that she's not with us anymore, and they're really figuring this out right now. Like, we're going to get some
announcement. I have to disagree with that. I think if Hillary had actually died, they'd just go ahead and tell us, because what else are they going to do? You know, weekend at Hillary's or something like that? I don't think so.
It doesn't hurt them much to delay for a few days and just lie to us
they
a little
could,
bit more.
Yeah, they could delay it while they
time.
Make their plans. And yeah. Again, look at how long they were denying that Francisco Franco had died. It became a running gag on Saturday Night Live.
Right, and the president, Saddam Hussein, double for 5 years. I don't think we're going to see Hillary again. I'm pretty good with these intuitions here.
Well, we'll find out. Time will solve that mystery. All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. And, you know, Hillary would hardly be the first politician or, for that matter, celebrity to use a double for public appearances. It's actually very, very common when celebrities have to be one place and they have to be someplace else. They'll have a double. There was this very famous magician. He became a star with The Magic Show, and I hate to admit it, I'm actually blanking on his name. But his workshop, where they built their magic stuff, was directly across from Apogee in Van Nuys, where I was working on Star Trek The Motion Picture. And he had a double that they actually used in the show, and it was like out of that movie, The Prestige, where the magician would vanish from one place, and then he'd all of a sudden be clear across on the other side of the theater, and that was his double. And so that's actually very common to do. I'll have to remember his name over this next thing. I remember The Magic Castle. I can't remember famous magician here. I guess I'm getting old. All right, moving on here. Do you remember during the recent Olympics, there was this big stink where the World Anti-Doping Agency came on out trying to ban all the Russian athletes? They succeeded in banning the track and field team and the Paralympics on allegations of doping, for which they didn't have any proof whatsoever. This was all based on a confession by a defecting Russian scientist who conveniently came on in and said, oh yeah, they're definitely doping their people. Well, somebody broke into the database at the World Anti-Doping Agency and found out that American athletes were given a free pass. Serena and Venus Williams and four-time Rio gold medalist Simone Biles were allowed to consume banned substances, and nothing happened to them. And apparently, at one point, Simone Biles failed a doping test but was not disqualified. So once again, we're seeing the Olympics becoming politicized. All right, let's take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
Got a couple of funnies for you, but a serious thought, too. One, this gives, in regards to Hillary, this kind of gives me a whole new meaning to puppet in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was a bad joke.
okay.
Well, at least I got a chuckle out of you. Secondly, apparently she would have been better off if she'd have gone ahead and take the potion. That way she could have 10 years or one decade of fantastic health and just go off to the side and just do whatever, however, you know. If you ever saw that film, you would know what I'm talking about.
Okay. It's not ringing a bell.
Okay. Bruce Willis.
Yes, now I know the one you're talking about. Well, they lasted forever as long as they took care of their body. Death Becomes Her. That's the name of the movie.
I'll hang.
Okay, you'll hang here. And by the way, Doug Henning was the magician I was talking about. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, quick thought. Well, two quick thoughts for you. One, Goldie Hawn and Daryl Street, I had to admit, really added to the macabre humor of that film, just so you know.
Oh, they were perfect for the roles. They were perfect for the roles. One of the things I've always admired about Goldie Hawn, she got her start on this comedy show called Laugh-In, where all she did was play the dits. But she took the money that she got from the show, and she took classes and everything. The same thing with one of the other actresses. She was in the De Laurentiis version of King Kong, and she was terrible in it, but she took her money, and she went to acting classes, and she became this absolutely brilliant actress. So it's something I admire. They don't just rest on their celebrity, and
when they work out, you know, they perfect their craft on what they're doing, so I had to applaud them.
Yes.
One quick thought, though, as far as, the various Hillaries they have to fill in where they need for them to fill in, I really wish, if they're going to do that, that they at least work on their hair better, at least let them know what they need to be doing as far as their behavior goes and how they carry themselves and everything else, because there was something that they actually had in the local news about what was going on with the reports about Hillary. It's like, wait a minute, you start looking for things that, it's like, wait a minute, that's not her. They stand out too much.
Well, the double is a little shorter, a lot skinnier, looks younger. I mean, they're obviously making her up and doing her hair and everything and giving the clothes to look as much like Hillary as she can, but she's not an exact match. The giveaways, one of the giveaways was the red wedding ring because, you know, most of us, we only have one wedding ring. We don't change wedding rings off from the morning to the afternoon, especially if we're dealing with a medical crisis.
Well, I so think this, it was really awkward, Michael, I apologize, is that at least on one viewing, they actually showed where it looked like as if she had just gotten out of the shower and her hair was still wet. And I was like, oh, for crying out loud, can't you at least blow dry her hair and let it make it somewhat decent? So, I don't know. I give up on it.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Nancy in Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. My son is really happy that he's found you on this computer. Loves to listen to you every night while he's doing his work. What I'm calling about is you mentioned you don't have a problem with Sanders stepping in for Hillary. We wanted to remind you that Sanders is for open borders.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, so that's a push.
Okay, and several years ago on C-SPAN, Mr. Sanders was on there, and someone called in and said that 9/11 was an inside job, and he went livid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he could have handled it a lot better than that.
Well, you know, obviously Hillary, can you turn your speaker down in the background there? Obviously Hillary would have the same reaction to saying that 9/11 was an inside job. So there are two peas in a pod here. And let me be very, very clear here, okay? I still want Donald Trump to win in November. Okay, I think it might be more accurate for me to say I have less of an objection to Bernie Sanders than I do to Hillary Clinton.
Okay. I thought that that's what you meant, but I just wanted to point those things out to you.
Yeah, I'm still very much firmly in the Donald Trump camp on this. But in my case, it's wanting to get that Clinton-Bush duopoly pried loose from our political system. And it looks like we may actually be able to do that.
I hope so.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy, and we're going to let you go here, coming up on the bottom of the hour. So, needless to say, the World Anti-Doping Agency, which has now been embarrassed because it's been revealed that they were allowing American athletes to skate on these issues of banned substances, and so the World Anti-Doping Agency is out there saying, those gosh darn Russian hackers, how could they do this to us? Blah, 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 blah. All right, Clint in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike?
I'm going to have to hold you over the commercial break, Clint, so just take a deep breath, drink some coffee, walk around, get some air, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to Clint, I got to report this. Over in the Washington Post, not some supermarket tabloid, not some fringe out there. We're talking the Washington Post, the official voice of the U.S. government. And over the years, they have been on a nonstop campaign to demonize and trivialize the conspiracy theorists who think Vincent Foster was murdered and that 9/11 may have been an inside job. Well, how our roles have reversed, because I am not kidding you. We just put this up at whatreallyhappened.com. The Washington Post is running an article suggesting that Hillary Clinton has been poisoned by Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. Ooh, insert ominous music here. And they're citing as their source Bennett Omalu. Now, he's a pathologist And he was the one who discovered that professional football players suffer chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And his story was told in the movie Concussion. And so he's a big celebrity. And apparently he went on out and tweeted saying it's time for a toxicological analysis of Mrs. Clinton's blood, then followed it up saying, I do not trust Mr. Putin and Mr. Trump. With those two, all things are possible. And the Washington Post picked this up and ran with it. The same Washington Post that denounces conspiracy theories. All right, let's get back to Clinton, Las Vegas. Clint, what did you want to talk about? That was my reaction.
Oh, boy. I was listening to James Besser and Jeff Prince last night, and they brought up some good points. First off, she might have more than one body double. But
I mean, look at all the women who wanted to look like her. Especially when Bill was president. I mean, they were just lined up. Ooh, I look just like Hillary.
Well, I think Winston Churchill had four or five.
Yeah, so did Stalin.
Yeah. We know Saddam Hussein had several.
Yes.
What they brought out is this woman comes out 90 minutes after having a traumatic medical, by any measure, a traumatic medical episode. She walks out. Chelsea's not with her. The news media says she's playing with her grandkids, which you're not going to do if you have pneumonia or passed out. She walks out. She's all bubbly. Everything's great. And Jeff Rins, they insisted she must have lost 20 or 30 pounds real quick. But where's the big black guy, the medical guy, who's always there? You know, I mean, that's more than a security guy because the way he puts his hands on her. Security people don't do that.
That was the big thing. I mean, Hillary was out there wide open, no protective detail around her. I mean, she's there. The Hillary, too, was there for a public display. And, you know, I went through pneumonia myself a while back.
It kicks you
and
up.
I'm going to tell you, when you're at that point where you're having trouble standing, you are not perfectly okay 2 hours later. I had a 10-day stay in the hospital.
Yeah. Yep. I was in bed for a week, just walking pneumonia. So
yes.
Please don't tell me this. And then she walked out.
Well, what Hillary has is not walking pneumonia. What Hillary has is dragged across the pavement and thrown in a van by the Secret Service pneumonia.
Right. Yeah. The torpedo face burst in the pavement pneumonia. And she also has the congenital lying pneumonia. Yeah, that's really bad.
That one, there is no cure for, I'm afraid.
Yeah. So they were bringing up some great points. But one point they did bring up, remember 9/11 when they did this voice morphing, which has been documented on these cell phone calls, which could not have been made. They're talking about CNN. Who's to say when they just didn't morph the phone call?
There were a lot of people who thought that the phone call sounded funny because the system to morph a voice on the phone is all about changing the tonality, but it can't change the speech patterns.
Oh. Okay. I don't know nothing about it, but I'm just saying these guys have lied to us so much, they deserve our skepticism. I'm always a lap behind. No matter how skeptic I get from these guys, I'm just two laps behind, you know?
Yeah, it is. And it's not a question of when does the government lie. The government lies about everything at all times. They're afraid to say the truth because we might learn how to tell the difference. I think that's their thinking.
And I don't think Trump has to poison her at this point. I think
it's a ridiculous idea, but I mean that shows the desperation over at the Washington Post, you know, because they've been saying all along Hillary's fine. Anybody saying Hillary Clinton is sick, it's just a conspiracy theory. So we have that video of Hillary being thrown into the van and driven off, and the Washington Post, instead of backing off and saying, yeah, maybe there's a legitimate question, they're saying, oh no, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin have poisoned this, you know, our candidate.
Yeah. And another thing, you just have to go back a month ago when Joe Biggs at InfoWars, he was saying they were saying Secret Service guys approach us and just keep following her around. You're going to see. So, they go, she's falling down all the time. And we just don't know if we can hide it much longer.
Well, you know, there's that photo of Hillary giving a speech there, and she's literally being held up on both sides by people. I mean,
now,
that's...
That was actually her fainted at the podium. It was an indoor speech. It was a few years back, and she got a concussion, I believe.
That's one of them. There may have been more than one. But apparently... When she fainted, I mean, she hit her head hard enough for the concussion, which means she was completely unconscious before she hit the floor. So it may have been more than just fainting. It may have been a stroke at that point because she hit her head good and solid, caused, a lot of damage.
And here's one more point, and I'll let you go. I sit here and I watch these people, particularly when she did the nosedive the other day. These security guys... They have practice. I mean, they didn't talk to each other. They didn't point. They all grouped together to make sure the cameras couldn't see her. This is image protection. This is,
yes.
They practiced this. So this is a topic in the boardroom.
Well, more than that, I mean, somebody got a picture of that one lady who we presume is some kind of a nurse or a doctor, you know, doing the squeeze my fingers test. That's not something you do for pneumonia. That's something you do for a neurological problem. And the fact that she's doing it right then and there tells me that they were concerned Hillary had a stroke.
Yeah. So I think I don't see how she can make it to the debate. But all I can do is I'm like you, Mike. I don't wish this on anybody. But if it had to happen to somebody, God be praised.
Well, I have a slightly different view. Normally, I'm a very compassionate, sympathetic human being, not in the case of the Clintons. I mean, Hillary had no sympathy whatsoever for all the people killed in these wars that she started all over the Middle East. She had remember how she cackled over Gaddafi's death? She had no sympathy for Vince Foster. She had zero sympathy for all the victims of her husband's sexual assaults. There is no way that a thinking person can have any sympathy for Hillary Clinton. She lived the life she wanted to live, and now it's catching up with her.
Yeah, for that ambassador she let get killed on 9/11, a bit of irony there.
Chris Stevens.
Yeah, a bit of irony there.
To call the families of all those people who were killed in Benghazi, liars on national TV. I mean, this is a woman with absolutely no sense of altruism or compassion. It's just Hillary. She's a classic sociopath.
And another point they made up on Jeff Rance is they said when she's been shaken down, she's used the Secretary of State to shake down foreign governments to enrich herself. She sold all of us. She sold a piece of all of us.
I still think that behind the outright corruption and pay for play, that Hillary was selling national secrets using her weak email server to deliver them and her foundation to collect the payments. Otherwise, we wouldn't have all these people before Congress ignoring subpoenas, taking the Fifth even when they have an immunity deal. And again, if it was just an email server, why so much secrecy there?
Yeah, and it's good to see. Another thing, I have no sympathy for the media. And
me neither.
And it's watching Donald Trump, watching get all paranoid because I think we still have enough good people in government that all we need is a president who doesn't actively, stop these investigations he just has to sit back and let these people do their job.
We just need to get that top layer of control off. I mean, we're hearing about how all these mid-level people in the FBI are absolutely livid. They found the evidence. And now, of course, Chavez is issuing a subpoena for all of it, not just the summary. And we're hearing from all these FBI agents at the mid-level, they had a rock-solid case against Hillary Clinton. They're furious at James Comey. They're furious at Loretta Lynch. So if we can get Trump in there and we can get Trey Gowdy as attorney general and somebody who's head of the FBI who really wants to go after criminals and enforce the law, we could see some really dramatic changes in this country.
Uh-huh. I wonder what favors they had to give Paraguay to accept her. I'm sure they had this one on the burner.
All right. Well, listen, Clint, I'm going to let you go here. We're running out of time. We got a bunch of stuff to cover. And, of course, during the first half hour of the next hour, we're going to have Don Wiskin from Extendivite over here talking about a bunch of things. Now then, Katie Couric is in a little bit of hot water. She and her director, Stephanie Sostig, made an anti-gun documentary called Under the Gun. And during that, they interviewed a gun rights group, or the representative of a gun rights group in Virginia, and they edited the film to make it look like this guy couldn't answer a simple question. And it was very deceptive. The gun rights group came on out and complained and said, no, we have the raw video, and we answered the question. It was deceptive editing, and now this gun rights group is suing Katie Couric for $12 million for defamation because she wasn't acting like a journalist in the sense of reporting what was really going on. It was selectively edited to sell the agenda of the gun grabbers, and I hope this group wins their case and puts Katie Couric out of business for forgetting that there is a thing in this country called the Bill of Rights. There's a lot of lawfare going on out there. We were talking not too long ago about Wolfgang Halbig, who is a former school safety expert, and he acquired a tremendous amount of factual evidence indicating that the Sandy Hook shooting was a complete hoax. The school was not an active school at the time of the incident, and he, as a result, was threatened. The lives of his family were threatened. And now attorneys at McCormick Barstow are trying to sue him under some idea of causing pain and suffering to the victims. They're trying to bring lawfare against him to silence him. Meanwhile, I understand that while Halbig may have taken his website down in response to the death threats, that in point of fact, he is still out there and he's found even more interesting information, including the fact that some of the children reported as dead, are still alive. And their families are running these charities, collecting money in the memory of the slain Sandy Hook victim, and they're just pulling in huge amounts of money, and it's all a fraud. So he's going to try and go to court and fight the lawfare back on that very issue. We're seeing a story that came out of Russia today. The CIA and the White House tried to suppress the Senate torture report. Remember the Senate report on the CIA's use of torture? They issued a summary. The full report is still classified. And now it's come on out that the Obama administration was trying to protect the CIA because the full report by the Senate showed how the CIA had been lying about the use of torture to two U.S. presidents, the U.S. Congress, and the public. And I'm sure Washington, D.C. says, well, of course, we have to lie to the public. That's what we're here for. But CIA is not supposed to lie to the president, and they're not supposed to lie to the Congress. And yet they did. CIA is a rogue agency. John F. Kennedy was right. It needs to be shattered into 1,000 pieces and scattered to the wind. Now, do you remember that big stink about Volkswagen modifying the software on their diesel engines to pass environmental tests, and then when it determined you were out there actually driving, that it would throw in a new set of parameters so you could get the performance that you wanted, and it was blamed on a couple of bad apples just decided to do this? Well, apparently one of the engineers has gone public saying this was a deliberate decision. The entire design team was in on it. It wasn't bad apples. This was just a decision made by Volkswagen to evade the clean air standards. And knowing how the government has misused global warming, it's possible those standards are simply unrealistic. Just like the member states of the European Union are saying that the economic demands by the ECB are unrealistic. We need to find a balance there. Now, speaking of global warming, it is snowing in Montana. The National Weather Service in Great Falls has issued a winter weather advisory for Kings Hill Pass, Marias Pass, Logan Pass, Flesher Pass, basically everything above 5,000 feet. Remember back in 2000, the UK independent snowfalls are now a thing of the past. France has decided to take a stand against human-caused global warming. They are now banning all plastic cutlery inside France, which means we're all justified carrying around big, long, razor-sharp steel knives to cut our croissants with. Finally, this is an ugly, ugly story, and it's coming on out from Reuters, and it has to do with what are called the superbugs. These are infectious agents that have evolved to be immune to antibiotics, and they've become a major problem. And it's one of those problems people don't want to deal with. More when we come back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the superbugs. These are pathogens which have become immune to the antibiotics used to treat them. And when antibiotics first came around, there was a concern that overuse of them could lead to the evolution of infectious agents that antibiotics would not work against. Well, it turns out it was a problem, and it's one that they don't have a solution for. And so as a result, it's a problem they're ignoring. And there was a story, this is in Reuters, and they're talking about this woman whose infant son, 17 days old, became infected with methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA. And apparently it swept through every baby in the maternity unit before it had run its course. And this baby died. Then when she got the medical records, the cause of death was listed as sepsis due to prematurity and no mention of MRSA. Because they're trying to basically clean things up. And one of the benefits of Obamacare has been those mandated computerized medical records, which are easy to go in and change if a doctor's made a mistake. In the old days, there was a paper record. You couldn't change that. Or if you tried to change it, it was obvious there'd been a change. With a computer record, no, it's whatever we decide it's going to be. To take your lawyers and go on home here. And now, there's been another story. This is up in Indiana. A fertility doctor, and we've seen this happen before, was caught using his own sperm to artificially inseminate women. And the doctor is facing charges because the women come on in. They think they're going to get sperm from Dwayne The Rock Johnson or something. And this guy was using his own sperm. DNA tests confirm it. So he's in a little bit of trouble. And I mention this to remind you all of something I said the other day when Hillary's campaign was out there with a letter from her doctor that she's in perfectly good health. Obviously, that was a lie. Just being a doctor does not mean that somebody is any more honorable or trustworthy than, say, a lawyer or a banker or a politician or a priest. Our entire society has lost its moral compass. And that is a tragedy because it was that moral compass that was a big part of what made America great. And I'm not talking about the morality that somebody reads out of some scripture somewhere. I'm talking about a basic instinct of right and wrong behavior that is best for the society as a whole. We've lost that. It's been sucked out of us by corporate media and government corruption. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Back with Don Wiskin after these few words.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.